A children's ministry is hit hard by Typhoon Ketsana. Islamic extremists in Somalia continue hunting Christians. And City Life offers Christ to urban youth. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The death toll is now well over 200, and many people are still missing after Typhoon Ketsana hit Manila, Philippines. Flash flooding caught many by surprise. Compassion International's Kathy Redmond says their work has been hit hard by the typhoon.
Compassion does have 26 church partners that are in the affected area. Two have been affected seriously. When we know that the church has been affected seriously, that means it basically is not able to function in the way that it should.
Of the 47,000 compassion-assisted kids, it's unknown how many are directly affected. While the focus of their immediate response is aid, evangelism isn't taking a back seat.
If these people are seeing the local church helping them to rebuild their homes and that are providing shelter and that are providing food and water, that says a lot for our own Christian witness and testimony, more so than words say.
That provides opportunities to share the gospel. Compassion needs cash for basic needs and home rebuilding. Next, Somalia's Muslim militants are hunting down converts to Christianity. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, Al-Shabaab members have murdered 14 believers since July 15th. 2 weeks ago, they killed Omar Khalafi, an underground Christian who had Bibles in his possession. Militants then displayed his body and put the Bibles on him as a warning to others. Even so, the hope of the gospel is still going forward through the underground church. Keep praying. You're listening to Mission Network News. A partnership with One Hope is helping the gospel grow in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Grace Ministries International, Sam Vinton.
Congo was where they wanted to get in, but they had no contact, and so we are working with them. They've given us 30,000 of these Book of Hope.
Vinton says they're developing new outreach venues in and around villages.
We really have a three-pronged ministry going into having evening evangelistic crusades. We have the actual chapel and Bible classes in the schools, and then utilizing the church Christians to go out and do evangelism using tracts in the villages.
And looking ahead to what the gospel looks like in the future there.
One of the things that we're finding out is that the response has been miraculous, almost in the number of young people and adults who trust in Christ as Savior. Now we are on the threshold of having to develop materials for follow-up, which will be our next project with the present evangelistic outreach.
Next, want to get involved in missions and stay close to home? Try Youth for Christ City Life Program. Lisa Gintz, who oversees the National Life Program, explains.
We really emphasize not only sharing the love of Christ with our words, but demonstrating the love of Christ with our actions through all sorts of creative programming, not just Bible studies and discipleship, but also maybe tutoring programs, health clinics, economic literacy, and collaborating with folks who are already in the city doing great work to really shine the light of Christ in that local context.
As Youth for Christ continues to reach out to urban youth, your help is key.
We need all levels of involvement: board members, staff, volunteer, prayer partners, folks who want to give, folks who want to use their influence to motivate more individuals to get involved relationally in the city.
If you can help, visit our website. An InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana Conference is coming quickly. The Urbana 09 Missions Conference is a one-time deal for most since it only comes every 3 years, but the cost keeps many college students from attending. But Christian Reform World Relief Committee is committed to getting students to Urbana. CRWRC is offering travel grants to students who wish to go but can't afford it. Visit our website to see if you or a student you know qualify. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.